Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You know that we have been trying to feature and chat with all of the folks who are seeking the various and sundry Republican nominations for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. And we're making progress. I know there's still some we need to chat with. State Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield County has been one of the folks we chatted with, but we were chatting with her about this lawsuit, if you remember, that had been filed. Because the Republican Party of Virginia just didn't seem to know whether we would be having a convention or a primary. Now I'm hearing reports that State Senator Chase lost this case where she was allegedly trying to force a primary. I don't remember that as part of the lawsuit, but Tim Anderson is the attorney who is handling all of this, and Tim is a great guy, himself running for a seat in the House of Delegates, as a matter of fact. He filed the suit, and I'm happy to say he's joining us to explain what's really going on. Tim, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show and helping your listeners understand really what's going on. So the short story, the Cliff Notes version is we did lose our suit today, but I wanted to make a couple of comments and help listeners understand what really happened. The lawsuit was never to tell the Republican Party to do a primary. What the lawsuit was about was saying, calling for an assembled convention of 10,000 people in one location in the middle of COVID. Opens the door to our governor manipulating the process. Right now, we can only have 10 people in one place at one time. And the governor would certainly be able to increase those numbers, and maybe those will be, but the idea that we would have 10,000 people in one location at one moment to do a nomination method in COVID is just not realistic. And what we are trying to get the court to do is tell the Republican Party that you're not going to be able to do this. It's never been allowed since we've been in the state of emergency. The most you could have in one place at one time would be 250 people, and there's no reason to believe it's going to be any more than that in May when they come up with this nomination method. And to suggest otherwise really just puts the Republican Party on a Titanic vessel with the governor being the iceberg, and we know how that story ended. So we put the case on. The judge was super fair, listened to the arguments. The Republican Party of Virginia was well represented, and at the end of the day they ruled that we weren't going to be able to make our case, and that's how it goes. But I will say this, for those are out there who don't like the you want a primary and all of that, the option of having a primary is over. It's not going to happen. Today was the last fight, and the judge didn't go our way. So now it's time to unify and get behind the method and start winning this year.
Now, I want everybody to be clear, Tim, because, again, the way that I've heard reports claim that this was all about trying to force a primary, and you're saying that's absolutely not true. my memory was that we had a deadline, did we not, for the Republican Party of Virginia to present some sort of a plan?
Yeah, so the deadline is February 23rd, next Tuesday. And that deadline is if the Republican Party were to accept a primary, state-run primary, as a nomination method, they have to tell the state by that day. And if they don't, they can't use the state-run primary method. Now, that's what the Democrats are doing. And that method is 100% interference-free from the governor. The governor cannot shut down a state-run primary. But he absolutely can mess with the other nomination methods if those nomination methods required enough people to be assembled in one that would violate whatever his arbitrary number is going to be in May or June whenever they do this. So the Republicans are, the RPV, the State Central Committee, is exposing itself by picking a non-state-run primary method to the governor being able to manipulate how that process is going to go. Because, you know, they could set this whole thing up. You know, they talked about maybe it happening at the Richmond Raceway and all of that. They could set this whole thing up, and then 2 days before that, governor says, you know what, I'm not going to let anybody assemble that has more than 250 people. COVID numbers are up. We're just going to make that rule, and then the Republicans can't do what they're going to do. And we were very, very upset. Senator Chase was very upset, very concerned about the idea of the Republican Party picking a nomination method that is subjected to the governor messing with it. And we tried to stop it. We didn't, and we failed.
Now, Tim, the other part of this, and again, it's your case, so you really need to remind me, but wasn't part of the concern that there would be simply 72 members of the Republican Party of Virginia's Central Committee who would actually wind up picking the nominee?
Well, so that's the thing. If the Republican Party is going to do a convention, that is all but certain at this point.
Right.
And so they're going to have an assembled convention, it looks like. So let's just say hypothetically that they say, all right, we're going to have all 10,000 people show up at the Richmond Speedway on May 1st, and that's how we're going to do this. And then on April 30th, the governor comes out and says, no, you're not. We're not going to let you do it. Well, then the Republicans can't have a nomination method. And then when that happens, then they will have to pick the 72 people on State Central will have to pick who their nominating party is going to be. Now, they've done this in the past. Like, for instance, there was a congressperson may die before, sure, or something like that, there's this emergency option. But this is, they are walking right into a position where the governor is likely. I mean, wouldn't, if you were Northam right now and you're a lame duck,
right,
wouldn't a great thing to do on your way out the door to be just to mess with the Republican Party? I mean, wouldn't that just give you a little bit of pleasure? I would certainly think so, especially the way he's acted. So
yeah.
I don't like what they've done, but there is an emergency purge, and that emergency purge will be if all else fails, they can't nominate by their convention method, then the 72 will have to pick. Now, get this, and I asked their counsel this today, and this is what he told me. In such a situation, 2/3 of the vote of the State Central Committee would have to agree on who that candidate's going to be. And if they cannot get to the 2/3, then there will not be a nominee.
Oh,
How about that? There is that possibility that exists that there could not be a nominee in the Republican Party if the 2/3 of the State Central Committee would not agree on who that person would be.
And this is, just so I'm clear, and I'm not trying to knock anybody, but it's the same State Central Committee that has been going round and round about primary versus convention, and they couldn't reach whatever the threshold was on that. Boy, call me crazy. It doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence.
Well, the thing is this, is that what needs to happen is the primary option is done. And so now the members on the State Central Committee that have been pro-primary, which is me, I'm not on the committee, but I'm pro-primary,
right,
they now need to, for the good of the party, amend the party plan and make as compliant as they can a process so that there's no chance the governor can do it. And hopefully they're meeting, I think, next Tuesday, I think, is what I've heard. So hopefully they will be able to do that now and be able to move forward. You know, there are good reasons of why we would want a primary. There's lots of argument about that, but the time is over. And the last thing we want is to have the state central committee picking their nominee. So hopefully Tuesday they will finally break their deadlock and will move forward.
It is craziness. Listen, Tim, I appreciate you being available to us. I want to check in with you because I know you got your hands in a million other things and your own run for state delegate out in Virginia Beach. And you've just always been so kind to this program being available on such quick notice. So definitely want to get you back, and I really do appreciate the insight.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, man. That is Tim Anderson. Tim is a pretty sharp and savvy attorney out in Virginia Beach. He is running for state delegate out there, and he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's the one who was handling this lawsuit, and it's just it's bizarre. How do you win if you act like you don't care? Which is how this is going right now, right? Maybe we'll have a nominee. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have a convention. Maybe we'll get together in somebody's backyard. Come on, guys. You got to take the field and have a look and a tone about you that says, oh, yeah, we are here to win. We're not just playing. We're here to win. And right now, my team doesn't have it. Hopefully, they'll get their act together. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.